This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamala is committed to strengthening legal immigration.
So I think he meant to say legal immigration there, but last night Joe Biden was really honestly singing mostly Joe Biden's praises for the last 4 years that he was in office and 50 years that he's been in D.C. And we're supposed to look at what Kamala Harris is going to bring to the Oval Office, even though she's been there and brags about being the last person in the room for most major decisions. We're supposed to be looking at the border like now that Kamala's in charge, things are going to be different. Well, I've got a tweet here, and it's from Chad Wolf, and Chad Wolf knows a bit about the border. He's a former DHS acting secretary, and the first thing that he highlights from the Kamala Harris plan, should she become the president, is that her plan is to provide a pathway to citizenship for more than 15 million illegal aliens, including aliens who were previously deported during the Trump administration. What happens next? Can we possibly fix this problem? Let's ask our friend Jim Carafano, who joins us once again. He's a senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the show. Always good to speak with you.
All I have to say is that if gaslighting contributed to global warming, we'd all be fried eggs by now.
Good point. I mean, I have to remind myself all the time that when we look at what the other side is doing that disagrees with ourselves, that you have to remember they're not trying to solve the same problems that we are, which is why their solutions don't look like solutions. What's the problem that the Harris ticket here is looking to solve on our southern border, and what isn't it?
Well, so number one is, and we should be clear about this, and Chad is exactly right, their solution to America's border and immigration policy starts with mass amnesty. Not securing the border, not dealing with the cartels, not deporting people, not enforcing the law. It starts with the mass amnesty. Here's the second thing that we know. Even when we suggest mass amnesty in the United States, illegal immigration increases. So this idea is that we clear the decks, right, and then we can secure the border. This is nonsense. It's not just nonsense in the United States. Every country in the world that has implemented a mass amnesty campaign to deal with illegal immigration winds up with more illegal immigration after than it started. So, one, that's the plan. Two, absolutely 1,000%, 1 million guarantee that the plan won't work. We even tried it in the United States when Ronald Reagan was president. The illegal population tripled after he declared amnesty and promised to secure the border and deport illegal aliens. But here's the third thing. This is this is so not a new idea. Reagan tried it and failed, which is why nobody talked about it for like 20 years. Bush tried it after 9/11. Obama tried it. And so we've actually had in the last 20 years, mass amnesty proposed by Republican presidents with Republican Congresses, Republican presidents with Democratic Congresses, Democratic presidents with Democratic Congressmen, and Democratic presidents with Republican Congresses. So in every possible political combination in the last 20 years, it's always been rejected. There is no mass political support for mass amnesty. So the odds that a future administration could do this are zero. So that is, if there's a definition of gaslighting, it's basically saying I have a problem, I have a solution to deal with this problem, when we factually know, one, their answer won't work, and two, implementing it would be almost impossible.
Jim Carafano with us right now on the Annie Fry Show. I feel like the problem that we consistently see on the left with the people who are in power right now, the problem is always a political problem, and the solution is always an immediate solution to the current political problem, and then whatever happens after that, we'll get to it when we get to it, which makes the entire apparatus seem like it's in complete disarray. Foreign or national, it seems like everything is a mess. And if every time we watch them turn around, they have a different policy position, it's hard to reconcile that they're both coming from the same place. And it's a little scary to think that if they were to win this next election, that this is the way they could continue on making policy just by the political wins and the shifts of those wins.
Look, I say this not as a partisan voice, because I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm sorry I've said that so many times in your show, but there's a clear distinction between Democratic, liberal and conservative policy. Liberal policy is the best thing for America is if I am in power. And therefore the best policies are the ones that keep me in power. Period. Mic drop. End of statement. That's why we are where we are. Conservative policies are exactly opposite. It is my job is to figure out what Americans really want and deliver it to them. Period. Mic drop. End of statement. It's exactly opposite. One wants power because they believe they are the most qualified to rule. The other wants power because they believe the people are the most qualified to make decisions on how they want to live their lives. If that sounds partisan or cruel to you, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And policies, just like you described, are illustrative to that. It's, you know, how could Harris, for example, oppose the childhood tax credit and then now want to give a bigger childhood tax credit than Republicans? Because they think they're enunciating a policy that will help them keep political power. Mm.
Speaking with Jim Carafano, you know, I've been watching bits and pieces a lot through at my X feed, watched some of the speeches last night at the Democrat convention in Chicago. And I bet you've seen some of the protests that are taking place outside of the convention. And you've also read about the policies that are being advocated for inside of the convention. And, you know, when you hear people in the streets really actually vocally supporting Hamas and championing October 7th. I mean, I've heard it from their own mouths and on videos. But then you hear the trying to split hairs inside the convention. I'm wondering which one you think is more dangerous to our future. What's going on outside the convention or what's going on inside?
Well, both. You know, and I say this as this comes from my heart and it's genuine concern. If you were asking me today what really worries me for the future, what I pray to God about to fix more than anything else, it's not nuclear war, it's not World War III, it's not Ukraine or China or even the debt or woke or anything. It's that we only have two political parties in this country, major political parties. That's not going to change. One of them is tolerant of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. And I think that is poison in the bloodstream of America. You know, there's a reason why the left when Trump was running for president and when he was president, and even now, keep attacking him as a white supremacist and as anti-Semitic. Right? These are common tropes that they always, and there's a reason for that. Not because they're true, because they're not, but because they're things that are fundamentally hateful to Americans. That's symptoms of the most corrupt fascist regimes in humanity. To be anti-Semitic is like the worst thing you can imagine. And yet we have a political party that is going out of its way to be tolerant of people who clearly hate Jews and clearly want to destroy Israel. So the same people that have bought billions of dollars to save Ukraine want to turn around and do everything they possibly can to destroy another free country. How is that even rational?
What is that sentiment allowed to foment in, like, on stateside, in our neighborhoods here in this country? What has that gotten us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how to put this. You know, it's kind of like, what's the real kind of thing that, you know, breaks the dam, for example, on sexual morality in the United States? And it has to be pedophilia, right? I mean, so this is the equivalent, the moral equivalent to that. You know, basically saying Jew hating is okay, it is crossing a line that makes anything permissible. And for people who think that are marching for this stuff in the street, you know, the people that embrace the philosophy of Jew hate, which they're not tolerant of LGBTQ, they're not tolerant of women's rights. So you are literally championing the people who would be the first to take every liberty that you enjoy away from you.
Yeah.
This is really, really bad. I mean, I cannot tell you how really bad this is. And look, I'm not denying that there aren't anti-Semitic fanatics, you know, all over the country. But when a major political party has to find space for that, I mean, like I said, there's a reason why the left attacked Republicans on this issue. You know, I got to be honest. I mean, conservatives haven't always been vocal on dealing with anti-Semitism or anti-Zionism, which is, you know, the destruction of Israel. And the reason why is we argue about the things we disagree on.
Yeah.
Right? We argue about things that other people get wrong. If you're doing something, we don't care. Right? If you're doing something right, then we don't talk about that. So we don't talk about what we agree with liberals on. Nuts, right? And so we've been too quiet too long on this issue, not because we're sympathetic. I mean, look at every person who put a conservative label on their nameplate, who then becomes a declared anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist. Look at how quickly, I'm not going to name names, but look at how quickly they've been marginalized and discarded by the conservative movement.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, I'm not going to name names, but
right.
our movement, though, is we haven't stood up, not because we're tolerant of anti-Semitism. It's because we just never thought it was a serious problem. It's just like conservatives speaking out against, pedophilia. It's not that we don't think that's an abhorrent crime beyond all measure. It's just who is saying that it's okay,
yeah.
Right?
The questions.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have such obvious answers, you don't realize you have to speak them out loud for people to hear because you assume that they are understood. You know, Jim, I want to ask you one last question before we let you go, because I feel like this is all swirling around the question that everybody has got lingering in the back of their mind, and that's about being safe in our own country. And with the anger and the hate that is taking place, I mean, there are people chanting outside the Democrat convention saying they are going to bring the war home, and talking about bringing the war here to our country. And you've been saying for a long time that another 9/11 is imminent almost. You still feel that way? What do you want Americans to understand about this moment?
No, I think that's and it's the same thing with hate. You know, we've got all this thing. Well, we need hate crimes. We have to protect. You know, you name your minority and everything else. But the reality is the hate crimes against Jews in America have skyrocketed in unprecedented numbers, and nobody is concerned about that. When they asked Biden about what are you going to do about hate crimes in America, he said, "Well, we have to do a better job combating Islamophobia." When you know. That's not the problem. I hate all hate, right? I don't like any of that stuff. But they're attacking Jews in unprecedented numbers in America, and nothing else even comes close. And no, and they don't care. That is the reddest of the red flags that you could ever possibly imagine. So when you have spiraling numbers of, you know, a border opening up the pathway for terrorism, You're opening up the gate, the floodgates for hate crimes. Why are we shocked? I mean, this is really, I mean, you know me, I'm the optimist. I'm the guy that always says, yeah, we can fix these things.
Yeah.
If 50%, if the party that represents 50% of this country embraces anti-Semitism, we do not have a fixable problem.
Well, you said it correctly earlier in your comments where you talk about what you pray about at night. And that's what people need to take away, because I think that that's maybe that's where we're all supposed to be headed to anyway. So, Jim, we love you. Thank you for being with us again today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.